I'm at Sutton Hoo, where in 1939 one of the most important and most exciting archaeological discoveries in Britain was made. It uncovered the tomb of an Anglo-Saxon who had been buried here in the early 600s, and it completely changed the way we thought about what had been called the Dark Ages, those centuries that followed the collapse of Roman rule in Britain. I'm with Angus Wainwright, the National Trust archaeologist for the East of England. Angus, what can we see on the site now?
Well, we're standing amongst a number of large mounds high up on an exposed ridge looking down towards the River Deben. We're about 100 feet up here. And we're standing next to one of the biggest mounds, which we call excitingly Mound 1, which is where the great ship grave was discovered in 1939, and we've got about sort of 18 or 20 other mounds around us.
It was in this ship grave that the famous Sutton Hoo helmet was found. Surprisingly, there was no body, but in the ship's burial chamber there was an astonishing range of valuable goods drawn from all over Europe. Weapons and armour, elaborate gold jewellery, silver vessels for feasting, and many, many coins. Nothing like this from Anglo-Saxon England had ever been found before. The discovery of this ship burial in the summer of 1939 captured the British public's imagination. It was hailed as the British Tutankhamun. But the politics of 1939 lent a disturbing dimension to the discovery. Not only did the excavation have to be hurried because of the approaching war, but the burial itself spoke of an earlier and successful invasion of England by a Germanic-speaking people. Angus, what did they actually discover when they excavated in 1939?
Well, the first thing they discovered very early on in the excavation were ship rivets. These are the iron rivets that hold together the planks of a ship. They also discovered that the wood that had made up the ship had rotted completely away, but by a rather mysterious process, the shape of the wood was preserved in a kind of crusted, blackened sand. So by careful excavation, they gradually uncovered the whole ship.